Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
While Dennis Prager is recuperating, we know you've been missing your daily dose of Dennis. Right now, Pragertopia members can hear the best 2 hours of Dennis's favorite segments, like the Happiness Hour, Celebrity Guest Day, the Male-Female Hour, the Ultimate Issues Hour, and Open Lines.
Feel free to ask me anything about me, about you, about life.
Plus, hear lectures, guest interviews, his famous Torah teachings, and more. Sign up today at Pragertopia.com and get your daily dose of Dennis. That's Pragertopia.com.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. An Amazon delivery driver has been suspended after he struck a woman in Baltimore and fled the scene. The woman was struck at East Pratt and South Chester Streets at around 9:30 Tuesday night, and the incident was recorded on a nearby Ring camera. The video shows the delivery driver exiting his vehicle, walking around the woman and leaving the scene. The victim was taken to a hospital with injuries that are not life-threatening. The investigation continues. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has joined a 37-state and territory bipartisan coalition requesting that the FDA take swift action against the makers of counterfeit forms of the weight loss and diabetes drugs Mounjaro, Zepbound, Ozempic, and Wegovy. Brown says online retailers that sell counterfeit unregulated medications endanger patients' lives and health. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning, Baltimoreans. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. Let's begin this morning at spring training. The O's top free agent Tyler O'Neill has reported to camp, and by all accounts, he looks jacked. His teammates and manager Brandon Hyde alike have noticed the rippling muscles in O'Neill's 5'11", 200-pound frame. O'Neill's stock in trade is power. He was with the Red Sox last year, where he slammed 31 homers in only 113 games. It's not surprising then that the newest bird is ripped. His father is a former Mr. Canada bodybuilder. In what can only be described as a momentous high school basketball victory, Newtown High School defeated Overly yesterday 65-56. In the process, Newtown snapped Overly's 20-game winning streak and handed the Falcons their first defeat of the entire season. The Titans were fueled by Will DeShield's 16 points. For Newtown, it was more than a signature moment. It has propelled them to the Baltimore County title game. Now, we turn our attention to the world of left turns. NASCAR has announced that Joe Gibbs Racing has been fined $100,000 and docked significant points for installing a modified spoiler on the number 19 Toyota. That's a significant blow to driver Chase Briscoe, who's now in a hole, dropping from 10th to 39th place in the standings. The Gibbs team says that they can explain and that they will appeal. And that is Stein on Sports. Jack Gilden reporting for Gary.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Light snow tapering off by the afternoon. Cloudy, breezy, and cold again today. 30, the high. Sunny and breezy, but warmer tomorrow, 38. Saturday, sunny and 42. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 21 degrees in Westminster, 24 in Easton, and 21 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Thursday. That's right, you're one day away from the weekend. You're almost there. I actually have a lot to talk about today. I really do. I did a lot of my show plan, by the way, yesterday before I left the studio. But of course, I added some more this morning. But I do. I have a lot to discuss. I did want to just elaborate on the dinner last night. If you were listening to the morning drive during the tease, I was talking about having dinner with Andrew Langer and Rob Carson. And it was Andrew's event, but he had all of these, whether they were podcasters or those in the media, they were all there. So Kira Davis was there. Stacey on the Right was there. We'll see Justine Murray. She was there. Manila Chang. She was there. He had, you know, the who's who's. I was thinking, how did I get this invite? I guess it's because I work at WCBM. But Rob Carson was there. Excuse me. Like I said, they were both very thin. Andrew Langer and Rob Carson, I was like, wait a minute, these guys look like totally different people. But they look great. They look great. So if you are headed down to CPAC, if you bump into Andrew or Rob, definitely say hello. As mentioned, Rob Carson is down there at CPAC today and tomorrow, and he'll be doing a show live from CPAC. So I will be tuning in as well. Also, I just wanted to note, it's interesting because I posted this meme on social media yesterday. And so if you follow me on social media, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, on X is Kim K Baltimore on Twitter, excuse me, on X Kim K Baltimore on Facebook and Instagram, it's Kimberly Klasick. And it was a very simple meme, but I knew that it was going to ruffle some feathers because I wanted to see some of the comments. All right, so I have a lot of federal employees that follow me, especially on Facebook. And I know that there are a lot of those that are very upset about going back to work. And the reason I want to start the show with this, because I don't have it as something that I'm going to talk about, you know, for a long period of time, but I wanted to just mention this. Because now I feel as though that this is really getting out of hand. So the meme is actually a picture of Squidward. And I don't know if you guys watch SpongeBob, but he's like the squid. And he and SpongeBob fight a lot. Well, anyways, it's a picture of Squidward at a gravesite with flowers in his hand. And on that tombstone, it's written, what's written there is remote work 2020 to 2024. And so, of course, with the caption, I said federal employees would like some privacy at this time because it's almost like they're mourning this thing. And I know it probably seemed really silly and really ridiculous of me to post this, but I knew that people were going to comment in the way that they did. And I just want to read this one comment to you because this is the one that I hear a lot. I'm going to go through this here. I hear this so often, and I don't really understand the logic to it because it doesn't actually make sense, especially if you have a job in the private sector. It doesn't make sense at all. Now, I'm not going to say this woman's name because I don't need people to, you know, pile on to her, but I wanted to read it to you because there's lots of people that are saying the same thing. And I'm going through this here. I can tell you what the gist of it here. The woman basically said, Kim, you can do better. I can't believe you posted this. And of course, you know, some people, they got, you know, in their feelings about it. And I understand, that's fine. But she said, you can do better. I can't believe you posted this. And she said, just so you know, we are very productive as we work at home. And she gave two reasons. The first reason she gave was because it cut down on the chatter within the office so people could stay focused. I'm sorry. But that's probably the most ridiculous excuse I've ever heard. Are you 6 years old? Do you need somebody to put you in isolation so that you don't go to the water cooler to chat it up with your coworkers? That was her excuse. She said, no, otherwise, you know, people will be chatting around the office and they're less productive because they're walking around talking. Are you in high school? I couldn't believe she wrote that. I said, no way, no way that that's an excuse from you. Just so you know, there's many of us out here that know that we have to get our job done. And if we don't have the time to chatter, we don't chatter. We get the job done. Last time I checked, we're all grown enough to know that you should probably be working at your desk and not in the employee lounge chucking it up with Nancy. Okay. Like the fact that she said this, and then, like I said, her point there was, Kim, do better. Like, I can't believe you, Kim. How dare you post such a thing? Ma'am, how dare you believe, at your grown age, this woman's older than I am, how dare you believe that the federal government should allow you to continue to work remote because you can't, you don't have enough discipline and enough load to not go and sit up and, or sit around and chat around with Nancy? That's an absolutely ridiculous excuse. You sound like a bratty baby. I'm being honest here. Like, if my daughter came home from school and her teacher emailed me and said, Kim, you know, Olivia, she was talking a lot today. She didn't get a whole lot done. And sometimes this does happen, by the way, because if you met my daughter, she is very chatty, okay? Brian, the producer, said yes. She'll talk to anybody, right? I think she might talk to absolutely no one, right? Possibly the wall at this point. But she's very chatty. And she gets up out of her seat and she gets in trouble for it. And she gets in trouble in class and then she gets in trouble at home. But, you know, she's 8 years old and sometimes she forgets that she can't help herself and she shouldn't be walking over to Stella's desk and chatting it up with Stella. Well, anyways, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like that you are a child and you literally need to be reprimanded for the fact that you can't sit at your desk long enough to get your duties accomplished. I could not believe she said that. But here's the thing. She wasn't the only one that said this on the post. The second reason that she said that she should not have to go into the office and she should work remote is the traffic. She said, well, in the event of a major traffic jam, how do you expect me to get to work? How do you expect me to get to work and then, you know, be very productive? Like, almost as saying, like, she'll be exhausted because the traffic was so bad, or she'll be late. She doesn't put in a full 8 hours. This is a very difficult argument to someone that literally goes live at 9:07 a.m. Okay, I go live. So yes, are there traffic jams on my way to Reisterstown Road from Middle River? Absolutely. But I have to leave early enough so that if there is a traffic jam, I'm still able to go live at 9:07. Like, it doesn't wait, okay? It's you're live at 9:07. So to make that argument to someone like myself, that too, to me, sounds extremely ridiculous. You figure it out. You are an adult. And so I bring this to you because she wasn't the only one that said this. Just so you guys, to give you like a little glance into this, in case you're not on Facebook, I posted this meme and had 1.6 thousand likes, 262 comments. And many of them were very upset that I believe that they should not work remote. Many of them. Some of them work here right in this area, right in Woodlawn. And they live in the area and they still believe that they should not have to be forced to go back to work. Let me just be very honest and clear about this. If you are one of these federal employees that's complaining about being an adult in 2025, I just want you to know that there are many of us that have zero sympathy for you. Now, there was another comment on this post that I just wanted to tell you. A young woman, and she said, hi, first responder here. And yes, I worked all through COVID. She said, I have zero sympathy for you going back to work. She said, just to be clear. Now, of course, there were some people on her comment that said, thank you for your service, which I would think that anybody would say that, right? But then there were also federal employees that were saying, well, it's different. Your job, you know, you have to be there in person. We don't have a job where we have to be there in person. So I could see why you were at work during COVID. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. We're just not going to accept it here, us in the private sector. We're not going to accept it. It's time to go back to work. Now, some people were wondering, you know, will the government save on office space, money on office space for some of those buildings? Believe it or not, it's already in the budget and it's, you know, something that has already been paid for. So, no, they don't save on it. The buildings remain empty if no one's there. It's just that's how it is. But I wanted to just bring that to you because I was, you know, I'll use the word here, flabbergasted. That those were her excuses. She can't be trusted not to hang out with her employees and chat all day. She's got to be at home watching Judge Judy. And, you know, but at least at that point, she's in front of her computer. And you know what? I bet there are many government employees that do a great job at home. And I bet they're very productive. And I bet it does work out. But if your excuse is that you can't handle yourself in a professional environment, well, then maybe you shouldn't be in a professional environment at all. Maybe work isn't for you. Maybe a career is not for you. And maybe especially a career in the government. Maybe that's not for you. You ever think about that one? I mean, I'm appalled at this point at some of the things that people are saying and how they're fighting tooth and nail to remain remote workers. And I will also note, I know that there are a lot of congressmen in the Maryland delegation, I would say all of them except for Congressman Andy Harris, of course, they have been attending these protests with government employees because they, you know, of course, they support them not having to go back to work. Here's another thing, just a little nugget for you to those in the delegation that are attending all these protests. You yourself, you have said, many of them have said, whether it's Infume, Johnny O, what have you, many of you have said that you believe that President Trump is wasting his time going after federal employees and waste, fraud, and abuse. Well, guess what? If you're out there attending these protests, you yourself, you are also not working on lowering the cost of eggs. You are also not working on lowering inflation. You are also not working on a solution for immigration in our open southern border. So, you know, they point the finger, and I know Johnny O said this for a fact. He even said it on the House floor. He said, well, my employees are focused on DOGE and all these other things. We're not focused on inflation. I said, yes, first of all, you are a legislator. Congratulations. You are a legislator now, so you can, in fact, introduce bills. But not only that, if you're attending all these protests and you're getting up there for these photo ops and this, you know, these microphone opportunities, well, if you're there, then I know that you really are not, again, working for we the people. So here you are pointing fingers, but I'm pointing them right back at you. Okay? Look, we see every day there was a protest yesterday. There were actually people protesting at the Tesla dealership in Maryland because they hate Elon Musk and Doge so much. Now, meanwhile, that took some discipline to be out there for hours because it was freezing yesterday. You got that covered. I got Suzanne in Ellicott City. Suzanne, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. I'm just saying the federal workers, really, if they want their job and they need their job, they need to go back to work because we were laid off. I mean, we were working from home and we ended up having to go back to work and I didn't want to go back to work. I don't like driving over terrible streets and ruining my car. I don't like leaving my puppy at home. I don't like any of it. I don't like the time loss.
Yeah.
But I went because guess what? I got to pay the bills. If you need your job, if you got to pay bills, you just go back to work and work.
Yeah. And you know what? And you know what, Suzanne? A lot of people have pointed out when they originally accepted these positions, they were not remote. So it's not like
exactly.
We're telling you to go to work for the very first time. You used to go.
Well, go back to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Suzanne, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You do as well. Thank you, Kimmy.
Thank you. It's so wild to me. It's like when you accepted this job, it wasn't remote. That wasn't in the job description. But you've come accustomed to being remote. And you know what I think, too? I think a lot of these people, they might have had the opportunity to kind of get a second job. Possibly, or doing something else, you know, more to you know, make some more money. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love a good hustler, right? But at the same time, but it, you know, if things have changed and you're getting enough notice, it is time to go to work. It's time to go to work. And then also, if you work as hard as you say that you do, then you wouldn't really have time for all these other things that you have to be home to do. And Suzanne made a great point. I leave my Yorkie poo, Stassi, she's at home while I'm at work. And she hates it, trust me. She absolutely hates it. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now. Get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
All right, good morning to you. Hope your day is getting started off right. You know, speaking of traffic, I was in a heck of a lot of traffic coming to work today, believe it or not. You know what? That's something. We're talking about proposed bills, and we will be talking about proposed bills, by the way, at 10 o'clock with Brian from Free State Gun Range. He's going to break down what HB 387 and House Bill 937 means to many of those that own firearms. But beyond that, or even, you know, going to hopefully purchase a firearm. But beyond that, when I think about bills that we could introduce, what if there was a bill that says there's, you know, you cannot do construction during rush hour traffic? And like, just maybe even just in the morning. Like, you can't, because this morning I'm coming in and I'm looking, because of course it was so backed up. It was backed up off the exit ramp and everything. And then finally, when I get up to see what's going on, like all the commotion, I'm thinking maybe a car broke down. No, it was guys that had just started their construction for the day. And I knew exactly what they were doing because they were out there yesterday. And it wasn't something like they had to do it right now. Like, it wasn't an emergency. And I'm thinking, why are they doing this during rush hour? They're making everybody late. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Well, anyways, before the break, I did just mention real quick, and I actually went back to my Facebook. I tried again to find the comment from the one woman that was just outraged that I think that federal workers should go back to work. But it looks like she might have deleted it. And so, like I said, I'm not going to say any names here. I don't want people to pile on anybody on the internet. I don't think that's nice. And I don't think it's productive. But again, to this woman and to many others, you know, this whole thing is, it cuts down on chatter and, you know, fraternizing with other employees. Like, seriously, grow up. Grow up. That's my comment to you. Grow up. Don't stand around the office chatting it up, okay? Whatever Barry did yesterday, you can catch up with him at 5 p.m. All right? It's not going to change. He did it yesterday. All right? I got Timothy in Randallstown. Tim, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I do, because this topic is so aggravating to me, and I'll tell you why. I've had the opportunity in, let's see, four, eight, 12 years now, that I have had the opportunity, the companies I've worked for, choose to have one remote day a week. And my personal experience that in those two different companies previous to my present employment, the people who took advantage of that, they really took advantage of that. I know firsthand that one person said she was supposed to be working remotely, meaning I could contact her with an issue. And I called that person on the work hours, and this person said to me, "Why are you bothering me? I'm at the grocery store. This is my day to do my personal work."
Oh, my
gosh. It's a remote work day. It's not a day off. Yeah. Another person, I contacted her, and this is at a different company. She says, "Well, I'm on the road right now. I can't answer your question." "Well, why are you on the road?" "Well, I'm on my way to Albany, New York." It's like, you got to be kidding me.
Ugh.
So, you know, this irks me so much. And also I'm not going to ask for forgiveness. I'm not real happy with government employees, because my experience and testimony from people who work in government service tell me about the people who aren't doing their job and getting paid overtime to do it, but they're not doing it. And to work remotely, I'm a very conscientious person. My wife, I have an office basement. My wife will say, "Well, can't you take a minute and do it?" I said, "No." I said, "I'm at work, you know, and someone might need me, and I need to be there."
Yeah.
But so these people say they're "Oh, I can work remotely much better." That's a bunch of baloney. You know, first of all, if you're working remotely and you have family, and I've experienced this, I got to take the dog out. Hold on. My baby is crying. And then you have the children in the background screaming and hollering and stuff. It's so unprofessional.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, if your company says, come back to work, come back to the office, you need to go back to the office.
Yeah.
Those companies who allow you to work remotely, great. Don't abuse it. Be conscientious about your work.
Yeah. Timothy, I agree.
I've been working remotely. When the pandemic hit, the company I was working for said, "Look, if you can work from home, feel free to do so." They were so great to me. They said, "And if you need a printer, if you need a monitor, because we have laptops, we will provide that for you." But they weren't saying, "Oh, go ahead and take advantage and don't do any work." They were saying, "But if you feel better working remotely because of the pandemic, feel free to do so." So I've been doing this since 2020. And I love working remotely, but I don't have the distractions. I have an office in the basement.
Yeah, Well, Tim, I'm coming up on a break, and I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. But I agree with you. I think many of you agree. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation, and we'll also get to the question of the day. I think you'll like it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The bodies of four Israeli hostages, they died while in Hamas custody in Gaza, have been released, handed over by Hamas to the Red Cross. Ranging in age from 9 months to 83 years, the remains included a mother and her two young children. There's growing animosity between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, the latter accusing Mr. Trump of buying into Russian propaganda and says the Trump team should be more truthful. Mr. Trump calls Zelensky a dictator without elections. President Trump suggests that federal control of Washington, D.C. could help return law and order to the capital city. Delta Airlines offering a payment of $30,000 each to passengers on board that plane that crashed on the tarmac at Toronto's Pearson Airport. Delta says it's a no-strings-attached goodwill payment. More details at srnnews.com.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good morning. Jack Gilden in for Gary Stein. Good news for a cap-strapped team like the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL announced yesterday that the per-team salary cap for 2025 would fall somewhere between $277.5 million and $281.5 million. Wherever it lands in that range, it will be a significant increase over last year's $255.4 million cap. And here's an update to a story we brought you yesterday. Apparently, a Chilean crime ring has been wandering the United States and burglarizing professional athletes' homes, including the NFL's Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow. The gang heisted millions in cash and valuable possessions. But, holy J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI finally caught up with the robbers thanks to the selfies they posted online featuring photos of themselves wearing some of the boosted jewelry. Are you familiar with the legendary Rodolfo Martinez? If you're not, you're not alone. Rodolfo is a non-roster invitee to Orioles spring training camp, where he is impressing coaches and fans alike with his eye-popping velocity and four-pitch array. His fastball should be on the Autobahn, since it's topping out at 102 miles per hour. It's no secret that the U.S. and Canadian hockey teams don't like each other. There were three fistfights in the first 9 seconds the last time they met just a few days ago. Now the words are flying faster than the fists. Team Canada's Brandon Hagel accused the Americans of pre-planning fights like high school kids. Team USA's Matthew Tkachuk shot back, "Our team does not care about anything that they say." The combatants meet tonight in the championship game. And that is Stein on Sports. Jack Gilden reporting for Gary.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Temperatures are well below freezing. Still seeing some snow through the morning, even into parts of the early afternoon. Give yourself a little extra time. Take it slower on the roads today. Even once the snow tapers off, it's a cloudy, breezy, and cold afternoon. 30 the high, low to mid-20s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, and a little bit warmer, 38. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Thursday. I want to thank you again for tuning in here every weekday, Monday through Friday, for Kim Klasick Live. I know that you have options, and the fact that you're here means a lot to me. If you haven't already, go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free, and you can actually text me live here in studio from the app. Before the break, we were kind of off topic here. This was not on the show plan, okay? This was not something I was going to address. But we were talking about federal workers going back to work. Obviously, there are still protests. They're protesting going back to work, and then they're also protesting the fact that Elon Musk and Trump are going through waste, fraud, and abuse, which is funny that they're doing this simultaneously because you're literally showing us that you're not worth the money. So I don't know. It's wild to me. But But at the same time, there are some people that are really pushing back against this. Now, I will say there are some federal workers that are saying, yes, I agree, I'll go back to work. There are some comments that are saying that. I also saw another comment on Facebook. This young man said, you know what? I am a federal employee and I never had the option to work remote. And yes, I don't feel bad for my colleagues. Get to work. You know, it's like, you know, it's hard to get sympathy from us. And especially if you think about it, to my federal worker friends, during the COVID pandemic, many people were laid off in the private sector, right? Many people had no idea what they were going to do. They were standing in line for boxes of food. I mean, it was just mayhem, right? And so I think, you know, I think you got to kind of know your audience here, because while they were being laid off and told that they couldn't do this or they couldn't go to church or what have you, their kids couldn't go to school, you were still getting your paycheck. You were still getting your check. And it was, you know, paid for by our tax dollars. We, the people that were being laid off and, you know, dealing with all the aftermath and the fallout there. And really, you got this really sweet deal, right? You were able to keep your job. You were able to keep your salary, and then you were able to just do your work from home. I had many friends that would go to Florida or go on vacation because they were working remote, and they were still making, you know, really good money and not having to spend much. So they were, you know, on vacation while they were supposedly working. So I think you have to also take that in consideration. You're not going to get a ton of sympathy from the individual that was here in Maryland that was locked down and locked out of their job. And then also, you know, their kids locked out of school, also locked out of their church, right? Also locked out of the hair salon or the barbershop. You just have to understand, a lot of us, we went through hell during those times, right? Being forced to take the vaccine because we had to come back to the office. You weren't forced to take the vaccine because you weren't coming back to the office, right? So you have to just understand where many of us are coming from. I got Rachel in Baltimore. Rachel, you wanted to weigh in? Hello, Rachel?
Hi, Kim. I am a federal. Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you.
Hi. I am a federal employee, but my husband also runs a small business. So during COVID, we certainly felt the impact of that. I work for an agency that normally does not allow teleworking, but due to COVID, people self-identified and went out. So I worked through the whole thing. But people who were put off couldn't work from home because of the nature of what we do. So they were basically, some were home for a long time, getting paid, and weren't working. So,
yeah.
And as far as the vaccine, yeah, if you were a federal employee, because I'm not vaccinated, and I was hanging on by my thumbnails thinking I was going to get fired after 30-some years over not getting vaccinated, they really put the screws to us over that. It wasn't easy.
So you're saying that you guys had to be vaccinated?
You had to be vaccinated. And so if you weren't vaccinated, then you had to test every week. And it became, you know, where you could just, you tested, but you had to put your swab in your biohazard bag and walk through the buildings with it to drop it off in a depository. So it's just like, you know, everybody looked at you like you were, you know, a disease.
Right, so, right. Well, let me ask you this, Rachel.
It got to be.
Mm-hmm. The people that were working remote, did they have to get vaccinated, you know, as you guys did?
Yeah, everybody did. Because what happened was that, you know, when everybody was called back, there were some people that didn't want to come back. Because they, you know, it was you know how the COVID was, it was the fear factor, right?
Right.
So, and the other thing I'd like to weigh in on, too, is any of these federal employees out there protesting Trump and Elon Musk, they are breaking what's called the Hatch Act, because you're not even allowed to, you know, you're not supposed to even put stuff out against the president or whatever on social media. So.
Oh, okay. Wow, I didn't think about that.
Those of us that had to eat it for 4 years under the Biden administration is one thing.
Right.
But being out there protesting, that's grounds for dismissal right there.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Rachel, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. So, yeah, so she said the remote worker still had to get vaccinated. I have friends that did it, and they worked remote. And I was actually a little not so happy. So just so you guys know, at a different station that I worked at a different time, they were forcing everybody to get vaccinated. And like Rachel just explained, those of us that didn't want to be vaccinated, I wish we had a drop-off box just to drop off a swab. We didn't have that. We actually had to go to, like, whether it was patients first or what's that. So we would sit, and we had to do it every week. So every week I would sit for 2 to 3 hours at patients first to get a test, a COVID test done to prove that I did not have COVID that week. And I had to do that literally every week just to not get the vaccination, which was, again, crazy. But also a piece of this, remember, if you recall, Congress opted out of the vaccines. So many of your members of Congress were not vaccinated. And former Congressman Matt Gaetz, he actually posted that on his X account yesterday. He said, well, let's not forget, myself and my colleagues were not vaccinated at all. We never were. And we still showed up to the Capitol. And guess what? Nobody died. But I understand, as Rachel mentioned, the fear mongering was at like an all-time high at that point. So there were some people that were really drinking the Kool-Aid and believing that they were going to die just going into work, okay? And a lot of people did ignore a lot of what they saw with their own eyes. So, but I understand there were people that were very afraid and they were very upset. And, you know, even though I was not one of those people, I get why people felt that way. I do get it. I got David in Whiteford. David, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I do. I work for the Transportation Authority, and during COVID and now and before, the Harbor Tunnel, Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the Key Bridge never shut down. We were never compensated for it. We had to go to work. We had a liberal sick leave that was changed to, if you took a sick day, you had to have a doctor slip. Yeah, the Harbor Tunnel, they never shut down. We never shut down.
Yeah, so you guys still had to go to work. How do you feel about federal workers going back that are currently working remote, David?
Absolutely. Go back to work. Do your job. Do what you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, David. I appreciate you. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing. Yeah. And that's, again, that's what I said. A lot of, like, if you look at the comments online, those federal workers like David or Rachel, those that were still going to work, they don't really have a whole lot of sympathy for those that aren't working either at, you know, at the office. It's just not there. And again, to those that are working remote, I'm not trying to be like this mean girl. I hope that you understand that. I'm not trying to be mean to you. What I'm saying is you're not going to get sympathy from everybody else that has been working this entire time. And that's your audience right now. Your audience are people that don't care, right? I think Lamar Jackson, he has that T-shirt that says, nobody cares, work harder. Like, that's how we feel. You know, yeah, there's traffic outside. There's been traffic jams, you know, since the beginning of times with cars. Were there traffic jams with horse and buggy? Oh, yeah. Brian, the producer, said absolutely. Yeah. What is it called? What did you say? Oh, my gosh. Brian, if you guys could just hear how funny he is. He is. He's actually funny. I will. I'll read some of your texts coming in as well. But first, I'll get to Frank in Harford County. Frank, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. Good morning. I guess I would be considering myself a whistleblower on this subject, because I will tell you, from being a former federal employee, that it is the best kept secret on the planet. And I liken my comment to what Musk said the other day, that the people that protest the most are the ones that have something basically to hide. Now, I'm not accusing federal employees of doing anything illegal. I'm just saying, because it's the best kept secret, they're pushing back simply because they have been able to get away with things, and I say that tongue in cheek, where the rest of the workforce could not. And that lady that you mentioned at the beginning of your broadcast that said that, you know, it keeps people from, you know, engaging in chatter. Well, that is the truth, because in a lot of offices, people walk around simply because they're not really required to perform regular daily work like somebody in the private sector, and they do have the opportunity to walk around the office and sit down for long periods of time and just chat the day away. Some go to lunch for a great deal of time. And the truth is that when COVID came along, and people were told that they had to go work from home, they did. And people could, you know, they did find out that The government struggled at first when they had to have meetings when people were at home, and they were using the conference call system to do it, and that was, you know, overwhelmed. But shortly after that, they kind of perfected both the Zoom and the Teams calls, and they were able to conduct their work from home. So that's their defense, that a lot of what they do, they can do from home. But that's really not the issue. The issue is the work that a lot of federal employees do could be done by a much smaller workforce. I know that for people that, you know, that the federal government will hire way more people than they need to do a job. So if you look at this force reduction, a lot of these people are screaming because they know that, you know, the jig is up.
Yeah.
And that they just can't justify. I know myself, I could not justify the work that we were being paid for.
Again, you're honest about it, Frank. I love your honesty. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so, you know, I think Frank is definitely right there. That's another piece of this. You know, when they all get back in the office, and then you have whether it's DOGE or anybody else doing oversight, when they're in the office and they're sitting around, you know, chit-chatting or not doing their work, anybody would look at that and say, all right, you know, what is on your plate? Okay, so you have to just get these two things done a day. That probably takes you, what, 2 hours out of your eight-hour day? All right, well, either now I'm saying here, you know, you can stay at your job and I'm going to cut your hours significantly. And I don't think they can even do that with the, you know, some of these positions. But I would just say, you know what, I think I can actually spread your task out between the other team members that we have. And thank you for your service. Because, I mean, that's what would happen in the private sector. You can't just sit around talking all day and not do anything. Nobody's going to take that. Who would take that on? It's still taxpayer dollars. We don't want to pay for you to chit-chat at the water cooler. We just don't want to. And we shouldn't have to. And if, you know, if you have to go back to work, go back to work just like everybody else. Our friend John, the firefighter, he says, Kim, like you, I'm not going to name names, but I know a lot of federal employees that used to brag about how little they did when they were doing remote work. They talked about being in their pajamas all day. They could lay in bed and just click the computer here and there to make it look like they were doing something. They were watching TV, doing whatever. Some of them bragged about having intimate relations during the workday. I do not buy for 1 minute that they were more productive doing remote work. Boo-hoo-hoo. Get off your butt and go into the office like the rest of us do. Spend the money for gas. Put the mileage on your car. Sit in traffic like everyone else does. No sympathy here. John, and again, John, thank you for your service. And that's how many of us feel. It truly is. Yeah, gas prices have been how high this past 4 years? We've been spending that money for sure. You know, I know one of my friends, she actually started an Etsy account. So she's at home as a federal government worker, and she started knitting these sweaters and selling them online. I got Vicki and Glen Burnie. Vicki, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, hi, Kim. I love your show.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to say that I don't know why the federal workers feel that they're exempt from going back to their jobs. And they worked in an office before COVID. Yeah. I have two daughters. One works for a law firm, and during this time, still works for this law firm. She got to work from home the whole time, and she still works from home. Goes in once a month. They do have an office, but she said, you know, if my employer said to me, it's time to come back to the office, I will go back to work, or I'm going to find another job. Simple as that. My younger daughter worked for a small business, and she worked through COVID in person every day and didn't have the vaccine. So, no, I don't have sympathy for these workers. They serve the public, and they need to be in an office, just like the rest of us.
Yes. Yes, Vicki, we feel the same way. Thank you, Vicki. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. I love the inflection there in her voice. Just like that's how I feel inside. Just like the rest of us. Let's see. I got a text here from Joe. Good morning, Joe. Joe said, Kim, let's be honest. If you could do your show from home, you would. Joe, yeah, many people do their show from home. Brian, the producer, how many people do their show from home? Yeah, lots of people do. Even Rob Carson. A lot of people do their show from home. So, Joe, I understand what you're saying. Could it be an option? I'm sure if I asked, you know, but I like coming into the studio. And I think that it's more productive. I love seeing my colleagues. I love coming in here and doing the tease with Sean, Casey, and Bruce Elliott during the morning drive. I love driving in, listening to their show, seeing what's going on. Maybe they're talking about topics I'm not talking about. You know, I love it. I like going to work. I mean, I'm probably just like a very weird individual, but I actually like being here. I like seeing Brian, the producer. I'm sure he loves the fact. Meanwhile, poor Brian, he has no idea. But when I come in the morning, I try to back into my parking space and I park next to Brian. And I swear, Brian, I almost hit your car at least once a week. And I, you know what? This is my confession to you. But luckily, I have never hit your car. Poor Brian. Poor Brian. But you know what? I'm getting better at backing into parking spots. I really am. Look at that. All right. We'll wrap this conversation up when we get back. I do want to get into a couple of different things. And then don't forget, we got Brian from Free State Gun Range. He's going to be joining us at the top of the hour.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Donald Trump. Now, some people say, well, why would Donald Trump do this? Why? Because it needs to be done. We have seen the weaponization of our Department of Justice. We have seen the politicizing and weaponizing of our FBI and our intelligence community. And the president directed the Justice Department to fire all U.S. attorneys left over from the Biden administration, all of them. And he said, therefore, I have instructed the termination of all remaining Biden-era U.S. attorneys. We must clean house immediately, restore confidence. They were there the whole time. Did any of them ever stand up at the Department of Justice and say that, wait a minute, this is not equal justice under the law?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Donald J. Trump is officially the next president of the United States of America. While millions of Americans are rejoicing in the victory, thousands of others are still concerned about their savings. The unfortunate truth is, we still have $35 trillion in debt. The interest on that debt is now larger than our entire defense budget for the first time in history. Plus, the wars that started under Biden are still raging across the globe. So, what can you do to help protect your savings? Many Americans are already taking action by reaching out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit to show you how precious metals like gold and silver could help you diversify your savings before it's too late. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com. Paid for by Goldco.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can
always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right. Like I said, we got off topic this morning, but I could not resist going through the comments on social media in regards to federal workers. They're working remote, having to go back to work. I know. It's a lot. It's difficult. But I promise you can get through these difficult times. I got a text here from Josh. Josh said, Johnny O is a hypocrite. He forced his county employees to return to the office. And this was only due to the political hot button topic of his purchase of a distressed property in Towson. Josh, you know, I remember that. Josh says his concern was that he had to support a vacant building while his own county offices were vacant and the media started to pay attention while he was running against you in District 2. Right, Josh, I do remember that specifically. And, of course, you know, I was trying to call it out as much as possible, but he made a lot of purchases, whether it was land, some of those buildings like that one in Towson, where he said it was move-in ready. Turned out it wasn't move-in ready. He overpaid for it by millions of dollars. And then he found, you know, then after the fact, he said, oh, wait, it's not move-in ready. The renovation is going to cost us millions of dollars. Now, of course it is. Of course. So you're telling me you had nobody in your office go and check it to make sure that this was move-in ready? No, it's your buddy was selling it, and you used county taxpayer dime to purchase it. But he's our congressman. This is what the majority, I guess, wanted in office. I mean, talk about somebody's character, right? I mean, how awful. And then on top of it, to add to it, he steals my campaign logo. I mean, it's just, he's not a good person. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to say anything hateful about him, but he's really not a good guy in general. All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Brian with Free State Gun Range. We're going to be talking about House Bill 387 and 937, which is going to add tax to firearms and the accessories and, of course, ammunition. And Brian's going to break it all down for us.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with